This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Restaurants will be able to keep selling alcoholic drinks with their to-go orders under a new Colorado law. The practice started as a temporary policy under the pandemic and was due to expire next year, but lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to make it permanent. The Restaurant Association says takeout wine, beer, and cocktails make up a small but important part of many restaurants' bottom lines. The State Board of Education has approved a North Denver Metro School District's plan to continue with a partial outside manager. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Adams 14 district in Commerce City has struggled with poor student performance for more than a decade. In 2018, the state ordered the district to pick a private company to run the district, a first in Colorado. Years of pitched battles between the district and state followed. The district won the right to a new partial manager and is now seeing growth in reading and math. Adams 14 board member Maria Zubia.
It's not all rainbows and unicorns anywhere, but it's a lot better than where we were.
The new state order allows the district to continue working with outside organizations to improve teaching and learning. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado man is suing the Colorado Springs Police Department for allegedly paralyzing him with a taser. Jacob Root was found by Colorado Springs Police driving a car reported stolen in May of 2022. The lawsuit says Root was hit in the back with a taser as he fled on foot. He then fell down a slope onto a sidewalk, injuring his neck in the process. CSPD says they're reviewing the case and declined further comment. And some scattered thunderstorms produced tornadoes on the eastern plains yesterday. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says a thunderstorm around 1 p.m. produced several landspouts northwest of Lamar. Another appeared around 3:30 north of Eads. This is CPR News and KRCC.